The scripture lesson this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 20 through 29. It's found on page 1068, if you would like to follow along in the Pew Bible. For the Gospel lesson, would you please stand? Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 23 through 29. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, 'I'm going away, and I'm coming back to you.' If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Well, I asked the children, what does obey mean? So how about if I ask you, what does love mean? What does love mean to you? Well, this question was posed to a group of children between the ages of 4 and 8. And here are some of their answers. Rebecca, 8 years old, said, "Love is when my grandmother got arthritis, she couldn't bend over and paint her toenails anymore. So my grandfather does it for her all the time, even when his hands got arthritis too." That's love. Chrissy, 6, "Love is when you go out to eat and give somebody most of your French fries without making them give you any of theirs." I think she got something right. Nika, age 6, "If you want to learn to love better, you should start with the friend who you hate." Tommy, age 6, "Love is like a little old woman and a little old man who are still friends even after they know each other so well." Elaine, age 5, "Love is when mommy gives daddy the best piece of chicken." Lauren, age 4, "I know my older sister loves me because she gives me all her old clothes and she has to go out and buy new ones." In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus says, love is obey. Says, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. So for Jesus, love is obey. Now, the word obey is not one of the popular words in our culture today. And we also have different standards for the word obey. Just like the conversation I had with children, for children, word obey is good, right? We want them to obey their parents, their teachers, and other grown-ups around them. But for grown-ups, the word obey is really not a favorite word for us. So whenever we hear the word obey, you know, I could sense most people kind of cringe, like, obey. What do you mean obey? We don't obey. We are free people. Only the slaves obey. But, you know, if we really think about it, obedience plays a huge role in our lives. As young, we learn to obey our parents. We learn to obey other older adults. We learn to obey our teachers. And we hopefully learn to obey the rules. We learn to obey the traffic codes. We learn to obey the law of gravity. We learn to obey the unwritten codes of social convention. We learn to obey the principles of nutrition and personal hygiene. And if we learn to obey in all these areas, our lives usually turn out for better, healthier, stronger, safer. So the word obey is really not something that's bad, but actually it's what's needed, even as adults. If none of us obey the traffic laws, then none of us would be here this morning, or none of us would be getting anywhere. Obedience is something that's necessary to keep everyone healthy, safe, to get everyone going where they need to be going. Here, when Jesus says, love is obey, the word obey is not so much that we have to do exactly what, as Evan says, the master says. But here, when Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey my teaching, he's talking more about relationship. See, in any relationship, in a good, loving relationship, in a deep relationship, we obey each other without even thinking about it, or without even saying it, or without even telling other people, you have to obey me. Make sense? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, if you, in a relationship, like, take for Gene and Jim. They will be celebrating 66 years of their marriage. And I think actually they've known each other over 70 by now, right? Because they were high school sweethearts before they got married. So can you imagine for 70 years? They have built their lives together. They have this relationship. And, you know, the word obey is not even so much like I have to listen to you, but it's just so natural. They listen to each other. And it's not just in words they listen. They listen to each other just by looking at their faces, by doing things together. If Jean knows that Jim needs something, she knows right away, even before Jim says anything. And she will be there, providing. When Jean needs broccolis chopped, Jim is right there, chopping all those broccolis for her. And it's, see, they're obeying each other in a way that because they have the relationship, they listen to each other. They are there for each other. They help each other. They live with each other. They love each other. That's what Jesus means when he says, if you love me, you will obey my teachings. If you know me well enough, if you and I have that relationship, then even before I say anything, that you will know and you will begin to live what I believe, what I hope for, what I long for. Make sense? So love is obey. And so we need to, in a way, redefine the word obey. That it's not a negative obey, having authority over you, but it's obey of shared life, shared thoughts, shared love. So when Jesus says, if you love me, you'll obey my teachings, it means that everything I have said, everything who I am, everything I have shown you, what I have given you, so it needs to be weaved through your fabric of life. All Jesus is saying is, I need to be part of your life. So that when you talk, when you relate with other people, that Jesus just comes out. You know, having raised two children, especially that age, it's a trying time. I have to tell you, when my kids were little, I really prayed a lot. You know, when they were young, I used to be, and that was before I was ordained, I used to be a Christian ed director at a church up north, and in my Sunday school, I had 130 kids. And you know what? 130 kids, no problem. I could control them just like this. You know, all I had to say is two words and I got their attention. You know, I led them through worship, you know, to do all the programs I need to do. 130, no sweat. I come home and these two little kids, they drive me up the wall. Seriously. And I had to pray, Lord, help me. Expand my capacity to be patient, to love, to tolerate, so that I don't have to, you know, I wouldn't yell at them. Seriously. And I had serious faith crisis raising my children because, you know, when I yell at them, I turn around and like, oh, I'm supposed to be loving them. And here I am, these two little kids, they are driving me nuts. At least the struggle I had was because I tried to love the way Jesus showed me to love. So Jesus' love was, you know, I'm trying to weave that into my life, so that I can live it out in my own home with my two little kids. Thankfully, I didn't kill them. Thankfully, they are all grown up. And thankfully, we are all good. You know, we have fun with each other now. That's what Jesus means when he says, if you love me, you'll obey my teaching. It means that what Jesus taught, who Jesus is lived out in our lives, weaved throughout our words, our actions, our thoughts. And Karen, Melissa, and Shannon, you know what? Keep trying. What's important, it's not that you are perfect with your children as the perfect loving mom. What's important is that you are trying and you're showing them how to live the word of Christ, teachings of Christ in your life. And that's for all of us, whether it's for little children that we have to raise, or the neighbor that we have to deal with, or someone that we run into in the supermarket. Now, Jesus says that if you love me, you will obey my teaching, but Jesus doesn't leave it to us all on our own. Jesus says the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, is going to come and help you, remind you, teach you, so that you can do what the teachings that I have given you. So the Holy Spirit is with us every day, helping us, reminding us, speaking to us. Now, how many of you hear the Holy Spirit talking to you every day? Here? Not audibly, but, you know, here, meaning, you know, you feel the nudge or the wisdom comes, or sometimes Holy Spirit tells us through other people. And how many of us do we hear the Holy Spirit? You know what? I found that it's not that easy to hear the Holy Spirit all the time. And I was thinking, like, how come? Why do I not hear the Holy Spirit all the time? You know, what I love about this area is that we have a ton of birds. There are birds singing from 4 in the morning till like 8 at night. And they're constant chirping and chirping and chirping. And, you know, there are like 5-6 different birds going at the same time most of the time. And they never stop. But the thing is, I hear them sometimes. And other times, I don't hear them at all. What I realize is that it's not the birds that stop singing, it's me. When I don't pay attention, when I'm busy doing other things, literally, when I'm busy doing other things, they may be going right outside my window, but I don't hear them. It's when I stop, when I listen for it, I begin to hear the birds sing, and not only one, but I begin to hear the calls and differentiate the songs. And recently, I bought an app for my phone, like Bird Song ID, so that I can begin to recognize who's singing. Because there are different birds. And same thing with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit talks to us, just that we don't hear because we're not paying attention. So, Holy Spirit is teaching us every day. And the way for us to listen, hear the Holy Spirit teaching us, is that we have to be mindful. We have to take the time to listen for what the Holy Spirit is teaching us today. Okay, going to close our message this morning. Love is obey. Love Christ is to live our lives having Jesus' teachings weave throughout our lives, and having the Holy Spirit continually teaching us and helping us to live it. And I pray that all of us, we will begin to have the capacity to live Jesus in our lives, so that others can see Jesus in us. And as we do that, that our relationship with Jesus will continue to deepen, so that better than those who are celebrating 66 years of their anniversary, that our relationship with Jesus can be deepened and and share that love with everyone. Amen.